Blog Talk Radio.
All the days, got work to do in today, but I'm just thankful for what I've got. I'll enjoy what I want, but I know where my help comes from. Right on time, ain't that just like God? Ain't that just my God? Ain't that just my God? The world is changing, the Lord holds me steady. And I'm thinking, ain't that just my God? Oh, ain't that just my God? I've had only days when people try to throw a shade, and I've had the heart that feels like don't play break your bones and life don't hurt your soul. But even though I'm a Jesus, I pray the Lord my soul to be blessed. All that I adore, and all my things ain't that just my God? Ain't that just my God? The world is changing, all of hope me dead. And I'm thinking, ain't that just my God? Oh, ain't that? Give it up for Adam over the right now.
Just like God. When you think about when you got a need, God supplied your need. Isn't that just like God? Before you could ask him, he already blessed you. Isn't that just like God? That's like God. That's the kind of stuff God do. Before you can ask him, he's already answered you. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we're serving, brothers and sisters. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, for all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I thank God for you. I'm going to begin with a word of prayer. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, first of all, Father God, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that we are sons and daughters based on the word of God. I thank you, Father God, that we're members of the body of Christ. Reconciled to God, and we become ministers of the new creation through reconciliation. And I thank you, Father God, that we walk in faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that we're led by your spirit and that we walk by your spirit. And because your word said we're the light of the world, that's what we are. We are the light of the world. Hallelujah. So I thank you for it. Bless those that are listening today. Today I'll get a revelated word. Open the eyes of those that have not seen yet, but yet believe. Also, I pray, Father God, for those that are in need of more revelation knowledge, and they're asking for it. I put myself in agreement with them. And I thank you, Father God, that you bless us with everything spiritually that we need in this life for the next life. Now, I ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name, and we pray. And everybody agree with this prayer, say amen. Hallelujah. And what we're talking about, brothers and sisters, is letting the word of God be the final authority. But if you don't believe in that word being the final authority, then it's pointless to you. You got to believe it. And so that's what we're talking about, believing the word of God for the authority or as your final authority. And we like to begin by saying it's all about believing. Remember Genesis 15. You know, you got to understand, Abraham did a whole lot, brothers and sisters. He did a whole lot before there was any law given. He was the father. God tells him to walk, he walked. Bring thy only son, he did it. But out of all of what he did, it meant nothing. Here's what meant something. It's what he believed, what he acted on, what he pursued. And the Bible says in Genesis 15:6, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. So if you're going to get righteousness, you're going to have to believe in the Lord. Pastor Bailey, she'll read it out of the Messenger Bible. Hallelujah. That's Genesis 15:6.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Okay. Genesis 15:6. Okay, reading from the Message Bible. And he believed God. God declared him set right with God. Amen. Praise God. It says, and he believed God. God declared him set right with God. Amen.
That's what righteousness is. Thank you, Pastor. That's what righteousness is. Righteousness is having the ability to stand in the presence of God. But listen, brothers and sisters, if you're not going to make the word of God your final authority, you're not going to have righteousness. And the only way you can get that is through belief. You have to believe God.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
What Abraham did, he believed God. He considered that what God told him to do was true. He put it above everything. And there it is right there. It's putting the word of God first and last. Ooh, did I say that? Putting it first and last. Not just first. First and last. See, a lot of us, we acknowledge God first. But at the end of the day, we allow the enemy to talk us out of it. We allow the enemy to reposition us, to get us out of truth and onto a bunch of lies. Listen, brothers and sisters, you must. There is no if, and, buts about it. You must believe. You must make the word of God the final authority.
Yes, amen.
You got to kill your doubts. Now, I know a lot of us are thinking, I believe in the word of God. Wait a minute. Do you? You're going to have to ask yourself that. How do you know you believe in the word of God? How do you know you're not disbelieving? You have the Bible, but do that mean you believe in it?
All right.
And do you regard that as the final authority? Like there is no other answer but what the word of God say. And that you're not getting off of that and you're staying there. As far as you're concerned, it's set in stone. The word of God is set in stone.
Amen.
You trust the word of God better than you do your eyesight. You trust the word of God better than what you feel, man.
Yeah.
So when you take the word of God, even if you say, well, I assume it right. I mean, at the end of the day, as far as you're concerned, the word of God is everything it says it is. So therefore, you can confess it. Therefore, you can preach it. Therefore, you can teach it.
Amen.
There's a big difference between teach what you preach. I mean, teach what you don't believe. Abraham believed that because he was doing what God had told him, he would be in right standings with God.
Hallelujah.
That's what he believed. He believed that I remember over there when Moses answered God and told God, said, they ain't going to believe. They won't even hearken to my voice. They're going to say, they're not going to believe that God talked to you. See, you're going to have people that's not going to believe. Yeah. I mean, see, we look at Moses now. You put Moses back at the time and place. They didn't believe in him, what he said. He had talked to God about it. Sometimes you got to go to God. Well, I let you read that. That's over there in Exodus 4:1. We'll read that one. So don't think people are going to believe you all the time. They're going to be those that have not made the word of God the final authority. Look, standing right in the face and they won't believe it. But Moses said over in Exodus 4:1, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord have not appeared unto thee.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, God said to Moses, reach out and grab it by the tail. He reached out and grabbed it, and he was holding his staff. staff. Amen.
Read that again, Pastor, for me, please.
Okay, Pastor. Exodus 4:1. From the Message Bible, God said to Moses, reach out and grab it by the tail. He reached out and grabbed it, and he was holding his staff again. That's so they will trust that God appeared to you and the God of their fathers. Amen.
So, amen. So if you want to, if you really want to know, that's what she said. She had the King James Version. If you read from the King James, Proverbs 14:15, Pat. Proverbs 14:15.
Proverbs 14:15 from the King James. The simple believe every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Amen.
See, when you have made the word of God the final authority, you don't look no other way. You know where the answer is. You know that the answer lies in the word of in the word of God. You know that. So when you understand that, or when we understand that, rather, wait a minute. Let me see. I missed my spot there. But anyway, that was Proverbs 14:15, right, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
And, see, what goes on, brothers and sisters, everybody is not going to believe. But if you remain humble, God can use you. God can navigate you. If you just remain faithful to that word. See, the wicked man ain't going to do that. He looks on his own ability, not his inability. He looks at his own ability.
All right. Say that.
The simple believe every word. That's what you want to be. You want to be the simple one. And I don't mean this in a bad way, brothers and sisters. But I want you to get it like the word of God is saying it. You know, because a lot of people think, well, oh, you stupid. No, if God tells you to go look in the fish mouth and you're going to find money there, that's what you do. You believe it. Mm-hmm. Until you believe it, that's what you go and do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They say, oh, he's vulnerable. He's gullible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. It's okay to be gullible when it comes to the word of God. You know why? Because you can believe. You're believing. See, a lot of people can't believe the word of God because they're not gullible. They're not. I don't want to say. And the way I'm using this word, I pray that y'all understand it. God wants us to be simple in the sense that we're going to be innocent. Like a baby, for instance. That baby only know what you tell it.
Amen.
It believes in its mother. So when its mother stretches hand out, well, it's coming. It's simple. It don't know no better. Even if there's water in front of it, it doesn't matter. It's believing its mother. That's where we got to come to when it's pertaining to the word of God.
Amen.
You got to keep it innocent scale.
Mm-hmm.
Free.
Yeah.
Be free from all the noise. How about that one? You know, some people, they allow the noise to restrict them from doing things. Now, I know a lot of times people, they use Peter, but Peter allowed his eyes to restrict him from continuing to walk on the water. The Bible says it was the third watch of the night, and Peter saw Jesus, so it was dark out there. So Peter saw Jesus and said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. And Peter began to, Jesus said, come, Peter. Well, it didn't matter, but because of the word of God, he made the final authority. He heard the wind. He knew he was on the ship. He knew that there was water out there. I mean, because if it wasn't, why would he ask Jesus anyway?
All right. Come on now.
But he believed the word of God, and he acted on it. Jesus said, come, Peter. Once he heard that, boom, he hit that water.
Amen.
He came just like a little baby. See, you got to become innocent. You got to become honest. You got to become, let me find another word, unresponsive to the noise that around you. Become unresponsive to what folks are saying. And I continue. I guess every day I could say something about Evangelist Renee. She didn't care what they were saying. She didn't respond on that noise. She remained faithful in that word because she believed the word of God.
Amen.
So that's what she said. That shows you believe, brothers and sisters, when you began to confess that thing.
Now,
other people believe in it. They got eternal life. They think there's another place where they're going to go and purchase eternal life. No, brothers and sisters, you get that right now. You start believing that by walking in the Spirit of God. Galatians 5, in the book of Galatians 5, 16 and 17. Read that, Pastor.
Amen. All right, praise God. Amen. Reading from the King James, Galatians 5:16 and 17. Say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Amen.
Amen. See, when you believe that, then you start walking in the Spirit, which happens to be the word of God. But that's only for belief. If you think that's just printed word, it doesn't matter to you.
Amen.
You'll never be light of the world. See, as long as you see that the word of God as a printed word, you'll never become the light of the world. That's what God called you. That's what he called you to be. You, in other words, light for God. How about that? You, and you. Y'all get ready to be a light for God.
Amen.
So when people see you, they don't see that. They see God. That's the logo they see.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what you can test. I like Philippians 4 and 11, too. See, once you make the word of God the final authority, you ready to wait on God. Lord, whatever your orders are, you wait on the orders from the Lord.
Amen.
Read that, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Philippians 4 and verse 11, the want. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Amen.
Yeah. See, when you make the word of God the final authority, you become content. You don't get too high, you don't get too low. You ain't worried about no food. Because you know God was sending ravens. He promised that he was going to be with us, lo, always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28. But that's only for people who made the word of God their final authority. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. Once you make the word of God your final authority, you don't be trying to go back and figure nothing out. It's already figured out.
Amen.
Yeah, see, matter of fact, you don't even consider the body anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about Thomas the other day. Thomas, he only considered what his eyes could see. Remember over there in chapter 25? Well, back it up a little bit. Go to about the 22nd verse, 23rd verse. But the meat of this thought here is in John 20:24-25.
Okay. Okay, John 20:24-25. Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nail and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Amen.
You see, you got a lot of people, they made excuses, they reasoned what it's going to take them to believe, and they'll never be a believer. They will always be a doubter.
Amen.
That's why they call him Doubting Thomas. Because they said, you believe, you act on the word of God.
Amen.
Somebody said there was two of him. He was a twin. I don't know where they got all that from, but they said that, and then they say, you don't know which one is which. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, when you believe in God, the word of God becomes the final authority. So when Jesus said, okay, give me your finger. Give me your finger. You remember me being stabbed right here? Here, put your finger right here.
Mm-hmm.
People have to see before they can believe. But you shouldn't be trying to dance with your eternal life.
All right.
Yeah, you don't have time to see. Listen, brothers and sisters, you got to be partakers of this divine nature now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to be part of that now.
Amen.
And yes, it does require you to crucify the flesh. But you do that by faith, you do it now.
Yeah. Amen.
So, if nothing else, we're going to park it right there for the moment. And anyone have any comments or anything they want to share, we'll let you do it at this particular time. Just press 1.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read further down in that chapter, verses 26 through 29. And it says, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. Amen. Thank God. Amen. So like the end of that says, and blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Amen. So even though we have not seen him, we believe it and believe it by faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? Anyone else? I can share a word. Well, if nothing else, we'll see you all tomorrow.